Well, my friends, looking at the insanity of the world, I really want to give everybody a big I told you so. During the summer of love in 2020, I kept saying BLM is not just an anti-Semitic organization, they're an anti-American organization. This is an organization that wants the downfall of Western society. They want socialism. They want everything but capitalism. They want to get rid of all that. And I said the same thing in 2016 when they first came on the scene, because all of it was up on their website, which they sanitized. Now people are finally opening their eyes to what BLM actually is. The Coalition for Jewish Values, which is a group of over 1,000 rabbis, has now put out an ad specifically calling on the Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL, to end their support for BLM because of their support for terrorist organizations. Joining me now on the KVI studio line, Managing Director for the Coalition for Jewish Values, Rabbi Yaakov Menken. Thank you so much for joining us today, Rabbi.
Good afternoon. Glad to be with you.
Great to be with you as well, having you here on the show. Always love having you. So this is a, I don't want to say punching outside your weight class, but this is a pretty heavy lift. You're going after the Major League Baseball, NBA, NFL, and they pretty much married BLM. So what's the first step in this?
Well, you know, first of all, just the fact that we're doing this video, that we're saying it, is putting it out in the public sphere. By the way, it is true we're more than 1,000 rabbis. We're 1,500 more than 1,000 rabbis. Mm-hmm. We're up to 2,500 now. So we have this substantial base of rabbinic authorities across the country who actually know what anti-Semitism looks like, and they're just saying, this is it. And, of course, it's kind of pretty obvious when BLM Chicago was showing a meme of a parachutist, the kind that came down on that festival of the music festival of these peace-loving Israelis who they just gunned down at random. The horrors that were committed were so extreme that it really doesn't matter the size of the organization. The major sports leagues need to realize, I mean, this was just grotesque. And the average American is going to object to them continuing to support Black Lives Matter if that's what Black Lives Matter stands for.
Yeah, it sounds like this is something that we've known for a very, very long time. A lot of people on the right have known for a very, very long time, but it seems like the rest of America is waking up to it. Rabbi, you're like me. You have a lot of conversations with people who are Jewish, people who are not Jewish. Do you feel like you're repeating things you used to say 20 years ago, and now finally people are paying attention?
You know, 20 years ago, how about, you know, 20 days ago? I mean, it's people suddenly, this was a huge wake up and smell the coffee moment for the Jewish left. There were so many leftists who had depended on, oh, we have our liberal friends and our liberal friends understand and blah, blah. And this happens, and A, they've gone silent, or B, worse. You know, like, we have to understand why, what led to Hamas beheading babies? What led to Hamas raping women? By the way, I mean, everybody understands raping women is evil and indefensible, right? Except when it comes to Jews. All of a sudden, they're defending rape. Those are not feminists. Those are misogynists. They're people who is their support for women ends when it comes to Jews.
It's horrifying. It's absolutely horrifying how now they're trying to rationalize the behavior of a terrorist organization. We're talking with Rabbi Yaakov Menken, who's the managing director for the Coalition for Jewish Values. So, Rabbi, you put this thing out a few days ago. You called out specifically Major League Baseball, the NBA, the NFL. Have any of them gotten back to you?
Not so far. We are actually just starting a social media buy right now. A lot of our ads are very specifically targeted, like on LinkedIn. What we put in is we want to hit the employees of these organizations. We want them to see that video and say, oh, my gosh, really? We're supporting that? You know, because this video, I got to be honest, this first ad is hard to watch. There is a content warning about halfway through. But I've gotten complaints anyway from people who missed it. Like, take that content warning seriously. Do not watch that video unless you're prepared to see decapitated people. It's really that horrific. And by the way, this is not even the worst of the horrors that Hamas committed. It's just that so much of it is absolutely unwatchable. The IDF was now forced into a situation. Like, people are so fat. It took like years for Holocaust denial to become a thing. Hamas denial took about 10 minutes.
Yeah.
So the IDF actually had to sit down a bunch of reporters in a room and show them, and they were crying. Some had to leave in order to vomit. It was just unbelievable how depraved Hamas was.
And we're only hearing more and more stories. I mean, the story that came out over the weekend is that they literally killed a man, raped his wife, and put his baby in an oven in a house in a kibbutz, which is absolutely the worst of humanity. The worst of humanity. And yet you still have people on college campuses saying it was justified. You have people on college campuses saying that Hamas is allowed to do
this. There's not a single decent human being in the world supporting that.
Yeah. Yeah.
By which I mean to say anybody who supports that is not a decent human being. And you see that on campus. They claimed for years it was all about Palestine, all about Netanyahu's policies, all about blah, blah, blah. That's why they're marching and hunting for Jews. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I mean, what's going on? What happened at Cooper Union when they're marching on campus? Hey, Israel, you can't hide. We want Jewish genocide. I mean, stop with these false Nazi comparisons, because that kind of cheapens it when you get to the real deal. We are at the real deal. These are the Nazi brown shirts. They wear different uniforms and they don't speak German. But if you think they're different from the Nazis, it's because the Nazis actually tried to hide how barbaric they were. Hamas live streams it.
So let me ask you a question, Rabbi. In the last few minutes we have with you, I notice you got Major League Baseball, you have the NBA, you have the NFL, you're calling them out. I don't see the NHL on here. I did notice that the Seattle Kraken, for example, released their own statement right after the terrorist attacks, condemning them, calling them out. And there's a Kraken flag hanging on my house, and I make fun of the Kraken all the time on my show. But I took down some of my other flags, and that flag is up there now because of that. So tell me, what's the relationship with the NHL right now? Because it seems like they're kind of moving away from all this insanity.
I have this feeling, and I don't know, but did they ever go all in for Black Lives Matter the way the NBA and MLB did?
Let's
be honest here. A lot of it was forced, like it started with a few black players saying to management, hey, this is important, and kind of pushing that agenda. You don't find too many Jews in the NBA or the NHL, so I'm allowed to say this. You don't find too many black players in the NHL, and I'm wondering if that was a factor.
Gotcha. That they just didn't go all in on it.
I mean, it's very unfortunate. We have no brook with the black community. The black community and the Jewish community have worked together as allies for decades. This is a particular Marxist organization that duped a whole lot of good people. And that's really what the problem here is. We want the good people to wake up and realize we don't want to be funding this group of left-wing Marxists who actually don't serve the black community. They enrich themselves, and they hate Jews.
Right. Now, just before we let you go, Rabbi, I've got to tell you a personal story. I'm a huge New York Mets fan. And before the Wilpons sold the New York Mets, it was during 2020, and what happened was the Mets came out, and I think they were playing the Marlins that day, and they were doing something to do in tribute with BLM, and they put a BLM jersey down on home plate and then refused to play the game and walked off the field. And for me, who's been a lifelong Mets fan, I said, that's it, I'm done. I'm absolutely done with this nonsense. You're supporting an anti-Semitic organization. I'm done with this nonsense. You're supporting a racist organization. I'm done. And I swore off being a Mets fan. Then they sold the team, and the new owner said, we're not doing that nonsense anymore. So, my friends, believe me when I say I understand what you're going through, but you may have to actually tell your team you're done with them until they get the message, especially if you work for some of these teams. Rabbi, just before we let you go, what message would you like to give to the people who work for these teams, the people who support these teams, try and get them motivated to do something about this?
Well, I think there does need to be threat from good, well-minded people. Don't give your money to these organizations if they're going to give that money to BLM. I know any number of Jewish-owned law firms that own boxes in various sports stadiums for the entire season. They absolutely could be making the point to the owners, this is not the time. We are not going to help you. And by the way, our second ad, which is coming soon, goes after the corporations that promoted BLM, Unilever and Disney, Nike, Nabisco, Amazon. I mean, it was a very common thing. Again, they duped good, well-minded people, people who oppose racism, to support this Marxist left-wing group, which actually just spreads hate and doesn't even serve the black community. So it's time for that to change. And we certainly hope that people will put pressure on all the brands and all the sports teams that are involved.
I'm going to share your video again right now, Rabbi. That's Rabbi Yaakov Menken from the Coalition for Jewish Values. It's a graphic video. I'm warning you that, but it's going to be up at the Hofather over on Twitter. Rabbi, thank you so much for taking this important stand, and thank you so much for joining us today.
Yeah, thank you again for this opportunity.
We got a whole lot more to discuss as the show continues. You're listening to The Ari Hoffman Show on Talk Radio 570 KVI.